Chapter 4. Your Women. Now, what's next? Let's talk about women. Heaven is crying over you, about how you treat your women, your wives and children, especially daughters. In neither way did I ever give you permission to do it like you do. I'm personally deeply saddened about your behavior and respectlessness in this context. Women were meant to be your partners on eyesight, with full rights, own thoughts to be openly expressed and never to be suppressed by you. This horrible interpretation of Islam has downgraded your female partners to the status of slaves and birthing machines. Listen well, bring discipline over yourselves instead of forcing your women to cover their heads and to suffer all these hardships like wearing a burqa. You must not beat any of them. Stop misuse, rape and violence against any of the female flowers given to you out of the mercy of the Creator. And this is valid for all the females of the world, not just for the ones sharing your religion. Stop child marriages and selling your daughters away, and stop murdering them for peanuts. Like your personal and sick interpretation of honor. As long as you behave like you do now, you do not even come close to honor. And your level is lower than animal level. Your fundamentalistic view is going to keep you tied to Shejdin. Unless you choose to replace it by own thinking, heart connection, love, putting aggression in question and by honoring all life. Presently Islam is the absolute lowrider among the world's religions, with a Stone Age mentality. I'm aware that reading this makes you feel like you lose your face, but calm down. This is how you were systematically made. It's not truly a sin, as you have been told to behave so. But after you have read this, all of this will be a sin, if you do not succeed stopping it, because I have told you and my message was available to every seeker on this planet. And O Mullah, and O Ayatollah, and O Imam etc. on this planet shall keep power after this message is out. You have become cruel and fanatic. You have been made so. By your deeds you have turned against God and he is not amused about that.